Yellow Podcast. My name is Guys, and I'm here with Fourth Official. And
and the podcast is Lost.
And the English was, and the Lost was.
Sorry. Hello, guys. My name is Jerry, and I'm here with Serena and Mike, and this is the Fourth Official
podcast.
Yeah.
A little technicality with the introduction.
I'm still processing over that introduction, and
I am amazing. You guys love me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you guys love me.
If you are not a Man United fan,
you guys love me.
Whoa. Ronaldo.
And I thought I was dramatic.
I think you should just come and do also an episode, an interview with us.
Yes.
Hey, because you just can't keep going.
You should just come and open up.
You should just come and open up. The good thing is we offer food and snacks.
Yeah, food and snacks.
I don't think.
Matter of fact, we might be snacking. We could be. You don't know that.
Mike is snacking though.
Mike is always eating, honestly.
Yeah, Mike is always snacking.
You might have figured that
out. You guys
out.
Are seeing for me. You guys are just seeing for me.
For you.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yes.
Let's dive right into it.
Yeah.
Into the juice.
Right into business.
The juice.
And Ronaldo did an interview, as we all know.
Mm-hmm. With Piers Morgan.
Himself.
Yeah,
his bestie.
Very controversial.
Piers Morgan uncensored. Ronaldo world exclusive. Headline: United have betrayed me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They have betrayed
key
me.
Points.
They
so
want
we had.
The yeah. Key points: I do not respect Erik ten Hag. Okay, let's start with that. What do you think about that?
Yes.
You as an old fans.
Yeah.
Yes, it does not really concern me, but
please. We're talking about respecting your coach, respecting
yes.
the gaffer.
You see, when you have an outer eye.
Which outer eye? Excuse us.
Oh, when you're on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
You're not in the club.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not supporting the club. That uh-huh. like watch. That's what I actually meant.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, when you have that outer eye of okay, not really an outer eye, but when you have that,
you're watching from outside the club.
When you look at it
from a different perspective.
From a different perspective.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the point is, the Ronaldo should learn how to. Okay, if I can say, Ronaldo is not that type of guy where you. I think it's similar to the Ozil situation somehow, if
mm-hmm.
I can just describe it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this one has now erupted to a higher, I don't know, to a higher level. Because
yeah.
you see, Ronaldo is that type of guy where you just put him and then he just, it's like he knows what he has
to do. He delivers, yeah.
yeah.
He
just
knows.
Delivers and he knows what he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, you have Ten Hag,
yeah.
Discipline has to be on track
yeah.
and has to be on
yeah.
line.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at it, you just can't say. I don't think I can really say that. We are all on Ronaldo. Okay, I am on Ronaldo's side.
Yeah.
Or on Ten Hag's side.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an issue of these two not understanding
each
other. They just
yeah.
don't understand each other.
And Ronaldo wants to victimize himself. He wants to go out to and make people sympathize and give excuses that he's not being respected. No, he just doesn't. I don't know. He and Ten Hag and him, they're not on the same rate. I don't know. Honestly.
But don't you agree with some of the things that you were saying? For example,
because,
he was big
yes, one. I can agree. I can really agree. I can very much agree
with Ronaldo.
With what?
Yeah,
I really agree with what he's saying. I cannot deny.
Yeah, you know, some things you're saying, like there's no
development
in the club.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no commitment.
Some players
like
don't
that.
Want him in the
yeah,
club.
Yeah, some players don't want him in the club.
Yeah, nothing
stuff
has
like
changed
that.
Since he left in 2009. Wow, that's a blow. We're a big club. We're being ashamed.
But that's true, given that there has been nothing major coming
yeah.
through ever since Sir Ferguson left.
Yeah.
yeah, ever since Man United has just become...
I think he's opened people's eyes. Yeah, actually, yeah, the same jacuzzi, the same pool. Look, sure, the rest of the team, they're like, oh my god, it's actually true. We've not changed location, we've not changed anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's saying he saw things that he saw when he was 20. That could be bothering him.
Yeah, but I honestly, I think, first of all, his attitude. And I said this before on this podcast.
Yeah, and we agreed.
Yeah, his attitude. Especially saying stuff like, I don't respect the manager.
Yeah, you don't say that out loud.
Yeah, really,
I
don't say that.
Yeah,
you see, when you should.
Yeah.
You can say such things when you've gotten out of the club.
Yeah, or tell it to him straight away and then you start to touch yourself.
You should follow Aubameyang's example.
You know how Aubameyang is picking up after he's long left.
Yeah,
he's joined
left.
Two other clubs.
Yeah.
You know, speaking two clubs later.
Yeah,
and he was also saying that the club that they tried to force him out of the club.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Maybe,
yeah. But it was evident during the beginning of the season. That one, I just can say that I'm against Ronaldo what he said, because
mm-hmm.
I think they were just trying to get. Ronaldo was trying to get a better place where he could just.
When he was trying, what are you talking about? When he was trying to leave, or when he was
during
joining
the
club?
The beginning of the season.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, because there's that point that he wanted to leave. Yeah, he wanted to leave. He wanted to find another club.
Oh.
Yeah.
But since clubs were rejecting him,
mm-hmm.
Chelsea rejected him.
Napoli
rejected him. You're not part of our project.
And
no.
We cannot bong.
We cannot bong. What are we bonging?
What are we bonging?
Oh, yeah.
We
cannot bong.
What are we bonging about?
Yeah,
okay.
But
we cannot bong. I mean, come on.
But I think I agree with some of the things you're saying.
Yeah.
For example, if
yeah.
they need to develop, they need to... If it's required that they tear everything down, for example, like sell some players, rotate the squad.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact,
or sell the cook.
Direct quote.
Yeah, sell the kids man, sell the
yeah.
lunch lady or whatever.
Change the technology.
Change the technology.
Yeah.
Change
get
the
another
technology.
Start using
leave
Androids.
Carrington.
Change
leave
look
Carrington
show.
Comprex and just go to West and go to the north. I don't know.
Comprex. And Ronaldo says.
I actually understand his point of view. Uh-huh. What does he say?
As Picasso said.
I love that Picasso point. As I said, this man is wise.
You have to destroy it to rebuild it.
Yeah.
And if they start with me, for me, that is not a problem.
Uh-huh.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I respect that. Because
yeah.
at least he's seeing that.
Yeah.
If there needs to be development and if there needs to be some changes made.
Uh-huh.
And if he's part of that, then he understands. And yeah.
At some, I really think he actually researched before. He had points before he went in for this interview.
Yeah,
he knows what he was going
yeah,
to say.
I just think that
uh-huh.
most of the things are true, but it's the disrespect towards Rooney and the manager that
fly
well with me. Because I don't think
me
that
respect
was very
Ten
necessary.
Hag, honestly. I respect Ten
one thing
Hag.
One thing I can appreciate
uh-huh.
is like him coming out and saying the truth.
Yeah.
What is happening, but
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Saying that, first of all, going to Piers Morgan, you see Piers Morgan has established a rapport with him. So, yes, he has established a good rapport with him, and you see it's like telling your friend how things are on public television.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of I don't know, to me it didn't seem official.
Yes, continue. Serena is here pouring drinks. And we are serious.
And you are serious. Bringing out important points.
Please, Mike, continue.
So, where was I?
Guys, you need to get serious.
So, where was I?
Yes, Piers Morgan telling your friend.
So, yeah. So, I don't think it was very official for him to do what he did.
Yeah.
Going to...
Behind Manchester United.
Yeah.
Behind the club, honestly.
Yeah,
it's like backstabbing your
yeah.
club.
Yeah, you don't.
Up until
you
the hierarchy needs to come and do what.
I mean, if Ronaldo
team.
Was in Arsenal right now, these things wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, they would not be happening.
Mm.
Yeah,
and I think Ronaldo also needs to check his attitude. Thinking that you are greater than a club is not.
Yeah.
That's not.
You're already great, and people acknowledge that you're great. You
yeah.
don't need to do too much of it.
Yeah, but it's a team. That's why it's called
yeah,
a team.
Yeah, it's a team.
Yeah, there's no I in team.
But there's a me. But there's
no
a me.
And you know.
And that's what Ronaldo took home.
And you know, that time when David Beckham. That time when Alex Ferguson let David Beckham go in 2013,
mm-hmm.
he said that the minute a Manchester United player thought he was bigger than the manager, he had to go.
Mm.
Yeah, and Beckham left. So I think...
Do you think it's time for him to leave? Honestly,
yes, I think.
Yeah,
the club doesn't really.
I wanted him to come and just make us happy, you know, the fans, because we loved him.
Mm.
We loved him, and we've always wanted
yeah.
him back. But you know what? This is toxic. I don't know. This is just too much.
Yeah.
We need to let him go.
If he was in a club like Arsenal, he would have never even played. He'd never been
given.
Yeah,
from the moment.
Aubameyang was the star of the club,
mm-hmm.
but now when he went astray, the manager just said, "You know what? Yes, you're a big
yeah.
player, but
you
don't care
leave.
because
we're
your morals don't
yeah,
match with what you are
yeah.
what you are demanding.
In
you
fact, from
you
that
gotta
time,
go.
You
yeah.
gotta go."
From that time, he refused to come on as a substitute. From that time, he walked out of the pitch. From that time,
yeah.
he was just. I don't know. It was just he should have just left
after he left and in the middle of the game he should have just gone.
Go on, and continue going.
And
yeah.
when you get tired, you go some more.
You know, but you know what? Ten Hag knows that this is a player that you need, so he kept him and he's been tolerating him. I think so. So me, I don't think.
But honestly, he talked about the management of the club. He called out the Glazers.
Uh-huh.
He said some true things, some
true
stuff
things,
that was.
Yeah.
And from my point of view, is these things can be solved in the club, not airing it out.
Yeah, PS Morgan to make
PS
it worse.
Yeah.
What? Oh, hey, Cristiano.
Yeah, because he even talked about his daughter's illnesses and the pre-season and how he was being called out. But of course, we understand that there was also unfairness on how he was treated. Yes.
Yeah.
But it does not mean that now you rebuttal with. Yeah, with such behavior. So, honestly, I think
he should borrow from Arsenal players. Look
mm-hmm.
at Ozil. Ozil never
yeah.
spoke anything ill
yeah,
about the club.
Honestly, Ozil has been just down to earth and outside to the media. Maybe he runs out to his friends or something. But you know what? I love how he stands. How he's just
how he conducted himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also on that point of no development in the club, there was Latan who also was talking about Manchester United and saying that, and I quote,
we love the quotes.
Everyone thinks of Man United as a top club, one of the richest and the most powerful in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And seen from the outside, it looked that way to me. But once I was there, I found a small, closed mentality. End of quote.
Wow.
So,
yeah, I'm starting to think that's true. That's probably
but
true.
So, Man United are wearing a mascara. Literally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
You make us think Harry Maguire is great, but now.
No.
Looking at. Anyway.
Okay, I think this is a
yeah.
wake up call
and,
for our club.
But I don't doubt that he loves the club. And
yeah, because
I don't
came
doubt
back.
That he loves
honestly.
The club. Yes.
Yeah. But
because he chose Man United over.
And I know deep down he knows that there's fans that are rooting for him in everything. Honestly, the wrong things in the. I don't know.
Yeah,
there are
fans who say, if you speak, I agree.
Yeah,
if you say, I
obey. Ronaldo. He should tell her to ban.
If this thing does not catch Ronaldo.
Yeah. And make Ronaldo manager. You know, there's fans out there for him. So I don't think the
then
problem
I think,
is.
Then
yeah.
I think everything should be disbanded and
yeah.
just go home.
Yeah, and
support. Ronaldo has support. I think some things he said that true. That,
and he actually
that
said
true.
That he wants the best for Man
United.
Man United.
And I
yeah.
believe that, honestly. He came back, honestly.
Yeah, and.
Unlike Messi.
Did he though? Yes, he did.
Did he?
He did. He said, and I quote yet again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we are quoting.
We
are quoting each and every person.
Then we are bonging.
We are bonging.
I want the best for Man United.
Uh-huh.
This is why I come. But you have some things inside the club that don't help reach the top level, such as Man City, Liverpool, and even Arsenal right now. End of quote.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know how Man United is a top club? We wonder
but
why.
Man United was a top club.
Was a top
club.
But I think.
And no, we're being. These small clubs that just. We just can't beat these small clubs like we used to, honestly.
Yeah.
I know part of it is true because, you know, a team like us, we should be top two, honestly, our club.
Yeah.
Previously, and Ronaldo
yeah.
is saying some
top one.
True things because
top one.
He has a winning mentality.
Top one,
yeah, top one, yeah, we're the best. Honestly, we are
yes.
above Arsenal, right? But you know, Ronaldo, how he has a winning
From
mentality, how he has a winning mentality, he wants us to be at the top. That's why he's making these comments and stuff. So, yeah, honestly,
and you know, clubs like
Arsenal,
yes, in fact, I was going to talk about Arsenal because you see, Arsenal, they have very good management, given that they give their managers time and their players are also given the space to bond as a team.
Yeah.
And that's what you're seeing right now. Arsenal is very unshakable at
yeah.
the top.
Because they're
thought,
a big team inside. They're
they have built a chemistry.
Yeah,
yeah.
I honestly thought that Arsenal would fall off the top position. Like the way Man United in a certain season they started at the top. And after four games, that was the end.
Yeah,
and I thought that would be the same for Arsenal, but clearly it's not. And it's because Arteta has been given time. Because he came a
trust
long time
process.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because he came a long time ago. If he was to be fired, like the way Chelsea fired Tuchel after his third season, honestly.
The 5-year contract man is about to get fired.
You know,
again.
If they had given Tuchel time, the way Arsenal has given Arteta time, Chelsea would not be here right now.
Yeah.
They would have been a better top four.
Yeah, you
without
can't
a
keep
doubt.
Switching.
Without
you,
a doubt, yeah.
Switching coaches, you know. You
wouldn't be
you
seeing Newcastle. We wouldn't be seeing Newcastle at number 3 right now.
Yeah, because Chelsea would not have lost 3 games back to back.
They wouldn't have lost to Newcastle, first of all.
Oh,
let's start
God.
There.
Yeah, they would not have lost
Newcastle. How did they lose to
because
Newcastle?
Because they keep switching coaches. You know, you can't have that time to know your coach well, or the coach doesn't have the time to learn about the players, and so that you may build, you know, that coordination with the players. So just keep wavering, and you know, you can't perform well.
Yeah, because
coach.
Tuchel came and
half
a season.
He won a lot. You know,
how?
You know, I feel like they should have given him time. Honestly.
Yeah, should have given him time.
Be patient with him.
But Chelsea have now said that, you know, Potter is the man for the job.
Look at the man
but
for the job.
You see, for Man United,
mm-hmm.
I wish that Man United keep Ten Hag for
actually,
the next probably 3 seasons.
You know, I never
yeah.
thought I would
whether
actually
he
like
makes mistakes
him.
Or not,
yeah.
but his mentality is what keeps. As you can see, his mentality is what keeps Man United.
His mentality is the
moving.
Right place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's actually a very good coach.
Yeah,
so,
me like him. I never thought I would
it
like him.
Not
honestly,
his, the first season might not be good for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think probably in his second season, probably next season, you guys will be challenging. You'll be challenging the top, at the top, top one, top two. Okay, let me just say top two because Arsenal is there. Top two. Back to the glory days. Where Man United and Arsenal were competing against each other.
If you insist, my guy. Whatever you say.
Yes.
Whatever you say.
You know how Ronaldo said he had never heard of Rangnick?
Yeah,
he doesn't
like,
acknowledge Rangnick.
If you're not even a coach, how are you going to be the boss of Manchester United? I've never even heard of him. Rangnick right now is sitting in his home. He's like, oh my God.
But yeah, Ronaldo is a bit controversial.
They
were saying
bullet to the head.
Maybe they were saying that he felt betrayed because they expect him to score in a pitch where Pogba buried a hyena.
And was running naked.
How do you expect him?
And was running naked.
Who was running naked?
He feels betrayed because how do they expect him
to score in a pitch that's already been cast?
In the previous night, he saw Pogba running naked. why will he do that?
Anyway, speaking of consistency, let's talk about how Chelsea has been consistent
with losing.
Let's take a moment and laugh at Chelsea.
Honestly, you know what? Hey, yesterday I was really holding on because you know what? Man City had lost. Chelsea, they're losing. We can't even.
Chelsea was definitely going to lose. They were the worst side. They were the weaker side. They were the weaker side. Honestly, how many goals does Sterling have?
Saliba has more
goals.
Our defense has more goals than Sterling.
If Saliba went to Chelsea, he would be a top scorer.
He would be a top scorer in Chelsea.
Season, he would be a top scorer.
Hey, that's a goal by Willock. Hey!
Yeah,
that was a good goal.
It was very unexpected. You see what
Arsenal players produce.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
even when
Arsenal players go to other teams, they will just beat Chelsea.
Yeah, and you see, what was I even going to say? What do you see?
You are sipping.
I think this is drinking.
Your work is just to eat and drink.
Jenny's sipping and forgetting.
Yeah, but you see, Chelsea were clearly losing that side,
mm-hmm.
that game. They were clearly losing. They had less
zero vision,
power,
zero aggression,
nothing.
Zero, nothing.
They were never going to win that game. And so now they should even forget The hopes for
they should think
top
of
four.
Europa.
Top four.
Now they should be calculating
or
for
conference,
Europa.
Or Conference League.
No.
Or Conference League. I think that
because,
would be yeah.
The UEFA, the top four is unreachable at this point.
Yeah, this point.
Unless maybe they come after the World Cup with
aggression
and vision,
passion,
and passion,
passion.
And
then,
everything.
Then maybe we can discuss. We can discuss a future in Chelsea.
Yeah, but then this was the last match. Game
but
week.
First, let them play
yeah.
the Champions League with Dortmund. How do you think that match will go?
This Chelsea form, hey, Dortmund will
given
sit on
their
Chelsea.
Given their form right now, but I, given that they have lost three games back to back, I don't think Potter would allow himself to lose another game. So I think they'll work extra hard.
Would he now?
They'll maybe try to.
Would he now?
They'd work extra hard. They would not.
Will they do?
Yes, they would.
Will they do?
Remember,
Chelsea?
Yeah, look at Milan in the group stage. See Milan, the way they surprised us. Because we knew that Chelsea was going to lose that game.
Yeah, because they've been losing.
Yeah, but they surprised us. In fact, Mount scored.
Even Liverpool.
Yeah, even Liverpool. But Liverpool is. They're not as bad. They're not as they did not fall.
So,
no, after that losing.
Liverpool
streak.
should consider getting into the Europa. After playing with the Community Shield. No, after winning the FA Cup. They should consider playing in the Europa after winning the FA Cup.
Wow.
Yeah.
So whatever Mike is saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
let's just
usually
crash that.
Usually the winner of the FA Cup goes to the Europa directly.
Yeah.
So they should think of Europa. Because actually now as it stands, Arsenal are 5 points clear.
Yeah. You know,
of Man City.
Yeah, that's a big thing, honestly, for Arsenal. And I see we actually didn't think they would make it this far, honestly.
Yeah, especially that issue of 5 points clear.
I told you guys
that's a lot of points for Arsenal, honestly.
For Arsenal to be 5 points clear of City,
that's a lot.
That
I told you guys from the beginning of
and no on goal difference they're not that
from
bad.
The beginning of the podcast.
No.
Ever since this podcast began.
No.
I told you.
And how many points clear are they of Chelsea?
16
points clear of Chelsea.
Wow.
Wow.
So you have to win how many matches? How many matches are those? Those are 12, 15. You have to win 5 matches.
Those are 5 matches.
And then
draw one.
So and that means Arsenal has to lose all those.
It's
not happening.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. So you should just forget about being the top.
Yeah, they should just move
the top
on.
Team.
Just move on. Move on to something else. Like, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know, cricket.
I don't know, cricket and hockey. I think hockey should be.
Speaking of strikers, do you know Haaland is not going to he's not going to play against Ireland. He's not that.
Ireland.
Yes.
Why?
Oh, why? Why is that?
Now that is a very good question. Because
he wants to play for England.
I think he should denounce his.
You know, I saw something like that.
He should denounce his citizenship.
He would have played for.
Yeah, England. Because he was born. Yeah, because
yeah,
was he born in England?
I don't know. He just has something to do with England.
Yeah, because his origin is from England.
But I don't know. I think maybe they just have what is called concerns about his injury. But I think he's fine. He's already back.
He played.
he's already back.
Yeah.
But Haaland is a finisher.
Yeah.
Haaland is a finisher.
We would really. Yeah, I know.
And his value is above Mbappe's right now.
And he's doing more.
So who are you picking? Let's say you are a manager. You are Newcastle's manager, and you have been given a few billions to buy a new player. And
Haaland
and Mbappe in the game.
Obviously, if I was a coach, I would not have the. What is the name of this coach? I'm forgetting his name.
Which coach for which team?
England.
Southgate.
I wouldn't be Southgate.
Are you forgetting Southgate? The South? I don't know.
The South what?
The South
Please
Gate.
Finish.
Please finish.
The Southgate. Yes, I hope you find time to laugh at that.
Yeah.
Please.
You can rewind as many times as you want and then listen to what she said.
Yeah, I think let us just move on. But Haaland has increased in value against Mbappe. And Mbappe is also a miniature Ronaldo in terms of ego.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know him and Ronaldo. Ronaldo is just some few degrees higher.
You Mbappe, know the difference. The difference between Ronaldo and Mbappe is that Mbappe has started this ego thing earlier.
Yeah, he started it earlier.
Yeah.
And then Ronaldo has Ballon d'Ors.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and Mbappe at 23,
Mbappe
Messi won the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. So Mbappe. Anyway, but I think Mbappe, if they don't, if they are not careful, he'll just rule the world. He'll just be like, I don't like UEFA anymore.
He'll go and win the World Cup on the first
they
day.
Just remove the whole competition.
President of the world.
He'll just disband the whole thing.
Yeah, but Mbappe, you know Mbappe, if he says I don't like this player, he will just have to go. And Messi,
Messi
is a good player. Honestly, he's on form.
Ah, Messi.
No one expected him to play this much. Or maybe this is why Ronaldo is quite bitter. Because
Yeah, a lot of things are contributing.
People are comparing him to Messi and he cannot check the criticism.
He cannot deliver,
I think
yeah.
They should not be comparing him to Sterling. Ronaldo versus Sterling.
Hey,
yeah.
Sterling is going home.
Yeah, but Messi might win another Ballon d'Or, honestly.
Yeah.
If
but
they win the World Cup.
If he becomes man of the match 3 times, he has it. Doesn't even have to do much.
Yeah, he just clinches it and goes.
Just
off.
Show up, 2 assists, done. Chop, 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 chop.
Done.
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 2 assists, done.
Yeah, but Mbappe might go to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Hey, he's going to fish Almiron, honestly. Ah, gosh.
Yeah, but I don't want Mbappe going to such a.
Good club.
Yeah.
It's
such
to
a world class club.
Yeah, so okay. I was just looking at some of the groups and Senegal's group, I think Senegal is going to win that group comfortably. Very, very comfortably.
Hmm.
But then how did the World Cup group? How did the World Cup groups
group stage?
There's group A.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Qatar. Is this really the
hosts normally play. Do the hosts normally play the first
game?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
have to play the first
of course
game.
They have
Qatar versus Ecuador. That's the first game. But that group has Qatar,
uh-huh.
Ecuador,
uh-huh.
Senegal, then Netherlands. That's group A.
We'll let's just put
Senegal and Netherlands.
Senegal and Netherlands are the
yeah.
top two. The rest
yeah.
go home, please.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Then group B, we have England, Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, England versus Iran
mm-hmm.
is the first
mm-hmm.
game. You just know Kane will just go and score 3.
His only chance to score 4 goals before he meets
yeah,
best,
only,
best
yeah. His only chance to become the top scorer again in the World Cup.
Yeah.
His only chance for Maguire to become a striker.
Yeah. So they have England, Iran, USA and Wales.
It's England and Wales.
Let's put England and Wales?
Wales. Daniel James.
Wales and USA.
The best in the world.
Wales and USA, please.
Between Wales and USA.
Let's consider Wales and USA because England will be at the top.
And
but Wales and USA.
Only Pulisic is, in fact, is finished.
Yes,
right
Wales.
It's actually Wales.
It's Wales, honestly.
They have their skipper himself, Daniel
James.
James.
Oh,
yeah.
It's Ben playing. No, it isn't. Who else is a Welsh?
James.
Ramsey.
Oh,
Ramsey.
Yeah.
So if Ramsey
scores. I know. You pick that up.
Messi.
Messi.
Which group? Group C.
Group C.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They have
this.
Saudi Arabia as their first game.
Hey, Messi will go 6,000.
Ah, Messi
on
had
to. The 22nd of November.
On the 22nd of November.
Messi will be facing Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this group is Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico.
The November.
So that's the earliest chance for Messi to become.
I think that November will turn into a Yesvember.
Yeah. So we'll see who's come more, Kane or.
Yeah, but that group
Kane
has Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Poland.
Ah, that's
Argentina.
So
Argentina, Saudi Arabia,
Poland,
Mexico,
Poland
and Poland.
Mexico, Argentina, and Mexico.
Poland has.
Yes,
when you have Ochoa in your team.
Mexico.
When you have Ochoa in your team.
Yes.
Please.
They are actually.
Argentina and Mexico.
Definitely. Without a doubt.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
If Mexico does not proceed,
let's go to Group D.
Then I'm not watching the World Cup.
Group D, the first game is, again on the 22nd, the first game is Denmark and Tunisia. But, that group has France,
wow,
Australia,
uh-huh.
Denmark,
uh-huh.
and Tunisia.
That's
France,
Denmark and
Australia,
yeah.
Denmark and Tunisia.
Yes.
I think Denmark will be the surprise team of
yes.
Yeah.
So let's
Ericsson,
pick Denmark
and France.
No, France.
Yeah, France.
Yeah, France would win
France
this
has
group.
Benzema. Are you
France is definitely winning this group.
France is definitely.
Let me go different.
Let
me go different.
You want to say Australia?
Let me go different.
I want to say Australia.
I want to say Tunisia.
Tunisia will win the group.
No,
the ones that are proceeding. Denmark and Tunisia.
Denmark and Tunisia.
Why is France?
Yes.
Why are you leaving Benzema? Honestly, Benzema has said himself that he will prove in
Mike
the
world.
No, but
Mike has already said.
But
Mike
have
already
they proceeded?
Said.
Have they proceeded?
Mike has already said it is
Denmark
and Tunisia.
And Tunisia.
Let us move on.
Group
D. Now this one is Group E.
So
this
your
one
views
is,
are France and Denmark.
France and Denmark. Yeah, that's it. Have you?
That's have you.
Yeah.
And me, I'm for Australia and Tunisia. So.
I can pull out Denmark. Let's start from there. I can pull out Denmark. So Denmark and Tunisia.
Yes, Australia with that guy with who scores every penalty. He has scored every penalty in his life. They are the striker, the one with the beard 40 meters long. Google him later.
Yes.
So Group E. Spain,
uh-huh.
Costa Rica, Germany, Japan.
Spain have to play Germany again.
Yes. But the first
okay.
game is Germany.
Spain and
Germany.
Spain and Germany will just have to
definitely.
Draw.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We just have to
they
draw.
Just have to draw.
Yeah.
The way Portugal in Spain drew in that game where Ronaldo scored a hat-trick.
Yeah, 3-3.
And since then, De Gea came back
different.
Different.
I know.
He has never been the same.
He conceded 3 goals and
he was put to default
back.
Setting.
He has never been the same.
De
Gea was put to default setting.
Ah.
No, he was not put to default.
Not to default, to prime.
Okay, you can argue that later.
Yes.
So Group F, the first game is, of course, Belgium and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
23rd. Oh,
November.
Canada. Davis. He's an injury.
He's injured.
Yeah,
yes.
he's injured.
So,
wow.
So Canada
sorry.
Will just be Canada.
So, Belgium,
mm-hmm.
Canada, Morocco, and Croatia.
I don't think Croatia
Belgium,
going
Canada.
Anywhere.
You don't think Croatia going anywhere?
Belgium, Canada, Croatia,
and Morocco.
Oh,
I'll
Croatia
with,
maybe.
I'll have to go with the.
Croatia,
ZH, Morocco.
ZH is playing.
I don't know, but I'll strongly have
Morocco
to go.
Morocco is finishing
Croatia.
Last.
I'll strongly have to go.
Yes.
Croatia
and Belgium are finishing first in this group.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. No doubt about that. We cannot be arguing between Croatia and Morocco, honestly.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So then, Group G for the G's.
For the
G's.
The
real G's.
The real G's out there.
G's, you know.
We have Cameroon.
G. We have Switzerland and Cameroon as the first game.
Uh-huh.
Ah. Then, now this group
mm-hmm.
has Brazil
and
Serbia, Switzerland, and Cameroon.
Brazil and Cameroon. Wait, the first match is Brazil. I think it's Brazil and it's a difficult one. Switzerland. I love to say Switzerland.
Yeah, Cameroon. If they're not,
I don't think Cameroon are that strong.
If they're not careful, they'll just
be disbanded and
come back to
they'll just
Africa.
Just come back home.
No, Mike. No.
Group There's also Group H.
Yes.
Has Portugal.
Uh-huh.
Portugal.
Ghana.
Yes.
Uruguay. South Korea.
Portugal and
Uruguay.
So we have Cristiano Ronaldo.
South Korea.
We have Valverde.
Uh-huh.
We have Son playing in the same group.
Son, yeah.
Yes.
So who is winning this group?
Valverde.
Valverde
and
Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Valverde and Bruno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's simple.
That's
clear
settled.
Catch. That's
uh-huh.
settled. Diogo Jota.
Diogo Jota.
In fact, you might even find Portugal not starting Doro, but that's
yeah.
hard.
That's
hard.
He's the captain. He's captain, right?
Of course.
Yeah, he'll definitely start.
Of course, he's the
skipper. He makes the rules.
You want to make Rui Patricio the captain?
You want to give the captain to who? Bernardo Silva?
No.
Bruno?
How can it be? So, which team are you backing for the World Cup, Serena?
Brazil.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Why is the question.
So,
okay.
What happens if they lose?
You'll go to another team.
I go to Brazil with them. I go home.
What team are you supporting, Mike?
Argentina.
Argentina.
Definitely,
you cannot leave out Messi. cannot leave out Lautaro Martinez. You cannot leave out Emi Martinez. You cannot leave out
Lisandro Martinez.
You cannot leave out Lisandro Martinez. You cannot leave out
Dybala.
Dybala.
You cannot leave out Correa.
Correa.
You can also not leave out Correa. You cannot leave out Gomez. You cannot leave out Paredes. You cannot leave out Acuna. You cannot leave out Otamendi.
Otamendi.
You cannot even
Nicholas.
You cannot leave out Mascherano.
Mascherano. Javier Mascherano.
But we have our team.
Yeah.
Team set.
So you, for your team, who are you backing? For your Brazilian team?
Martinelli.
Martinelli.
There's Neymar.
Rafinha.
Neymar.
There's a lot of...
Neymar.
There's Vinicius Jr., but I don't like that guy, so I don't know. Honestly, I don't have a... I just settled on Brazil because I can't support it.
What is your front line? Neymar? Fred?
Actually, you can arrange from the goal.
Yeah.
Alisson.
Keeper number two, Ederson.
Ederson,
okay, keeper number two is Ederson.
Mm-hmm.
Then...
Centre-back, Marquinhos.
Marquinhos and
Thiago
Silva.
Thiago Silva will still play.
Yes. Yeah,
he's definitely... But this might be his last.
Yeah. Then we have... what's his name? Alexandro.
The
other wing, Daniel Alves.
Daniel Alves is playing.
He's playing at
yes.
his big
and
age.
Then the other wing we have Telles is a backup.
Yeah. Imagine Telles is a backup. And imagine they're not playing Telles and Daniel Alves is already old. Imagine the decline of our fullbacks, including Wan-Bissaka. Given that they're playing Malaysia on a wing. That is not his wing. They're playing Malaysia on the
instead
right back.
Playing...
And Bissaka is just there on the bench.
Except,
it's sad, but it's clearly
politics.
The nature of Man United at this point. Even Sancho is slowly becoming Man United's worst
signing.
Anyway, back to Brazil. We have Dani Alves, Marquinhos, Thiago Silva, and Alexandro.
Uh-huh.
So at the mid, we have Casemiro.
Casemiro.
Of course.
There's... Fred, but they'll start Fabinho, I think.
But Fabinho has actually not been very good this season.
So they'll start Fred or Bruno. Guimarães.
Or Bruno Guimarães, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Guimarães.
Or Paqueta.
Yeah, Paqueta.
Yeah.
Actually. So that they can do the tiki-taka thing with Neymar and then Fred.
Yeah,
does his thing at the front.
Yeah, but they have a lot of skill in their squad.
Yeah.
Especially at the front. Front line, but if they start Neymar and who's the best number nine? Is it Richarlison?
Is Jesus?
Is it Jesus?
Jesus is the number one actually.
Is it Firmino?
But Firmino is not going.
Yeah, Firmino is not going. He was not even called up.
Why
Rodrigo?
Is Firmino not going?
Yeah.
And he should have.
And he's actually done well.
Yeah.
Firmino is.
Yeah.
He's class.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. Mike is opening.
Anthony,
drinks, yeah.
There's our Anthony.
Anthony Mateus. But he will not start. That's definite. He will not start.
No, Anthony will not start. Anthony will come as a sub just as Martinelli.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, actually, the front line actually that I'll go for is Jesus,
Neymar,
and Vinicius. No, not Vinicius. Not Vinicius.
Rodrigo.
Yeah, I think I'll
Rodrigo.
Go for maybe Rodrigo or
coming.
Anthony. At the wing. Yeah, Rodrigo.
Anthony.
Yeah, Rodrigo.
Yeah,
but probably
get some
that will
spin.
Be the...
Should get some World Cup spin.
I think that will be the front three. That
World Cup
will be primarily for the
World
Cup. Jesus, Anthony, and Neymar.
Hmm.
Probably.
Just
I'm not sure. Let me just
Anthony,
see
yeah.
So what about Argentina? Front line.
Messi.
And Lautaro.
Lautaro.
And Di Maria.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's simple. But Dybala always comes on as a sub. Yeah, so I don't think it's that.
So you guys can actually hit us on our DMs and tell us which teams you're supporting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll just tell you whether you've made your right decision or not.
Or not. Of which the right decision is only Argentina.
Yeah.
So if you want to make a wrong decision like Serena here.
Oh, please.
It's fine. But we know
fine,
who we are backing for the World Cup.
Yeah. Definitely not England.
England will. I don't think they. And Southgate, I don't think they're going to win World Cup.
Yeah, I don't know.
At this point, they don't think they're going to win.
They should just appoint another English manager.
maybe Sir Alex Ferguson should just come back.
But you know, Sir Alex is not English.
Oh, he's not English.
Yeah.
He's Scottish.
Scottish?
Yeah.
He's best in the world. Yeah. So if he's Scottish, then
probably Rooney would replace him.
Yeah. But Ronaldo, what did Ronaldo say?
He still looks better than him.
He looks better than hey, but hey.
By this, speaking of managers, remember when you're talking about Mourinho himself?
Yes, exactly.
So we found out the player that he was referring to.
He's claiming.
Yeah. And his name is Karsdorp. Karsdorp. And he said he decided not to call him up, and he knows why, and that is Mourinho's decision, and it is final. So in fact, even Karsdorp has already left the city with his family, and I don't think he'll ever come back to Roma. So we found out who Mourinho was talking about, and it was not what were your predictions?
It was not Dybala.
It was not Tabi.
It was not Tammy Abraham, of course.
It was not Wijnaldum.
It was not Wijnaldum.
It was not Smalling.
It was not Smalling.
It was someone.
It was not Matic.
It was not Matic.
Yeah.
Matic. Speaking of Matic, did he score?
Oh, yes, he
did.
Oh, yes, he did. We don't care.
No, we do.
We do care.
I do.
We care.
We care, and we're happy that he's.
We care.
We care.
I personally don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't.
Jealousy.
Jealousy.
He's playing the sea.
Matic scored.
Yeah, Matic scored. And Mike is jealous.
Yeah, and what happened?
Arsenal players could never.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that Arsenal players could never.
Yeah.
Joe Willock.
Garnacho. Garnacho.
Alejandro Garnacho.
Alejandro Garnacho.
Starboy.
Gosh. 18-year-old.
Yeah, and his goal was
generational.
Fantabulous.
Oh, his goal was sensational.
Sensational. That's what talent
yeah,
is.
And that's
and we need more of Garnacho. If we had like 18-year-olds, like Arsenal, you know, we'd be way ahead.
Yeah, and that acceleration that he made when he was going to score that goal, that was so unexpected. I didn't expect him to actually get to the ball.
But and you know, that was a chance he took, honestly.
Yeah.
Chances of a goal being scored during the dying
moments
those are just the best. Yeah, only Ivan Toni could. Even if Ivan Toni scored 98.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. Winner.
But
that
it's so sad
nice.
That he's not going to the World Cup, so.
Yeah.
Of course.
Minutes after, he took it personally. He was all called up and was like, yeah, I'm scoring a brace.
You do not call me
against
up.
Man City.
I'll show you.
Let me
show you my true colors.
Yeah.
Let me show you who I am.
Let me show you who I am.
And he scored. Haaland did score.
Haaland
said that people are criticizing him. They're saying, you know, you only get eight touches on the ball. You know, you're not and all that. And Haaland said he does not care. Even if he gets five touches on the ball and he scores five goals, that is what he came to do, and he's content.
Yeah.
And looking at his stats,
18 goals in 14 games.
I don't think it is
looking good.
No.
No.
I don't think it is inaccurate what he said, that even if he gets few touches on the ball, he still scores. Because he's a finisher. There's no finisher like him right now. None come close. Or you think Lingard is close? He's not.
He's not.
He's not.
123 touches and one goal in the whole season.
I didn't say Lingard was close.
Haaland has 17 touches and 18 goals this season. So Haaland is great.
Haaland is incredible.
Yeah.
So you finally agree to my statement.
No, we're not arguing.
Well done.
Which statement?
Wow, well done.
That Haaland is better.
Please
than
play
Lingard.
The previous episode and you'll know what.
I would argue.
Haaland is better than Lingard.
There is
a raging debate.
Haaland is dancing on. Not
who's
Haaland.
Better, Haaland or Lingard?
Lingard is dancing on TikTok.
Haaland or Lingard?
Lingard.
Who is better, Haaland or Lingard?
Haaland. Wow, even it's definitely
you know, it's
Haaland.
A raging debate.
Lingard or Missy Mount?
It's a raging debate.
Lingard or Missy Mount?
Lingard or Missy Mount? It's a tough one.
That is what tough is.
So I think we'll do our research.
My high school exams weren't hard that way.
Chemistry has never been this difficult.
We'll go and do a thesis, a research paper.
Yeah.
And see. Maybe
you actually reminded me that there's a scientist who did a research and did a calculation and proved that Ronaldo is the best player in the world using calculations. So I don't know how he came up with the calculations, but
you don't know.
The scientist knows. So if you just look him up.
Oh, the scientist does.
Yeah, but we are happy that Lingard is doing better now. You know, he had some issues with mental health.
And you know, people didn't take that. People took that very lightly, and I didn't like that, honestly. And that contributed to me being a staunch fan of Jesse Lingard and appreciating the little, like, the one goal, you know, that's a lot, honestly. And you know what? There's like two other fans like me who support Jesse Lingard out there.
Yeah.
And you know what? And that is true. Everyone knows that. It's not like I'm supporting Lingard because I don't know what a good footballer should look like. I'm supporting Jesse Lingard, who has gone through everything that he's gone through and is wherever he is. And you know what? A goal is a lot. And you know what? I was so happy that... Okay. Well, I'm talking...
Do not even...
Neymar, Sonny, and...
But we are happy that he has recovered.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has since recovered and he's...
He's actually gone through a lot.
Like, he's happy for himself, and he's actually, I don't know, honestly, but me, I appreciate him, the little that he does. You know, I was so mad at United for not getting him a farewell game. He just left the club. You know.
Yeah, but I think
honestly.
Yeah,
there's
that wasn't handled well.
Yeah, though, because he's been in the club all his life.
Yeah, because there's certain appreciation that players should be shown at least, because it's not like they were not present ever. So yeah, even the way, for example, the way Roma received Dybala, I don't think there has ever been a team that has ever received a player so well.
Yeah,
like the way Roma received
Dybala.
So
these people go through a lot, you know.
So you're
this...
ruling out the way Arsenal received Thomas Partey.
Imagine how these footballers go through a lot, and this criticism and bantering sometimes is not good on them. And you know, people don't see that. People just see their performance on the pitch and like, Jesse Lingard is not a baller. Why are you supporting him? You know, stuff like that. But not, he's a baller in my books.
There is a bigger picture.
And you know, we should all see this. We should all be kind. Don't bully these footballers.
Yeah. Anyway, Hazard.
Yeah,
Hazard.
He made it to the Belgium. He's playing for Belgium.
Yeah, but Hazard is a baller.
Hazard is a baller.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't
Belgium will just be evicted out of the group stage.
Belgium are proceeding, let me tell you now, here
expeditiously.
Belgium.
Hazard.
Hazard. Wishes to stay at Real Madrid, but there's a chance that they will let him go after the World Cup.
That has to be the saddest. I don't know.
Yeah, even me.
I'm not
for that. But he's had.
But
he's had a very
unfortunate
difficult time at Real Madrid.
Yeah, you know, and you know, sometimes maybe he actually worked hard, but you know, things aren't working for him, honestly.
Yeah, because I don't think there's a player that does not
want to perform, doesn't want to keep his form, honestly.
Yeah.
Does not want Chelsea fans to want him back, you know?
Yeah, I don't think there's a player that goes into a team and does not work.
Yeah.
Even these players that are being labeled flops or anything like that, I don't know, maybe it's just...
There's just circumstances behind
it. Yeah, because even maybe like Thibaut Werner, his move
to Chelsea,
he
wanted to be...
It was not a good season, but when he went back, shining, even Lukaku. So
you know how Zlatan has said that, you know, you look at Manchester United from outside, you think there's good things inside, you know. I think that's how it is for others. They thought someone thinks that they're going to excel at Real. When they get there, they don't get along with people, things just don't work for them. You know, maybe some things like that happen,
but I don't think that is the case for Barcelona, because right now as they're going towards the World Cup, they're now leading at they're leading. Yeah,
in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was out of context, but
I
just had to say that.
Real just won they lost their first. Did Real lose their first game of the season against Vallecano?
Vallecano.
That was scary.
That's a surprise. That's actually very astonishing.
Yeah.
Barcelona just 3-2. Like Arsenal have 12 wins, 1 draw, and 1 loss.
So
what?
What's the point?
So, but they played with Cadiz CF and they won Real Madrid.
Yeah.
But
they're bound to lose one game, you know.
Yeah, they have just 2 points behind Barcelona.
Barcelona.
The Premier League is not Premier League. The Spanish La Liga is mostly, and it has been like that for a long time. It's mostly just
two clubs.
Mostly just.
And maybe Atletico.
Real Madrid and Barcelona.
Or maybe sometimes Atletico.
But Atletico is now number 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see now they are number 5 with 24 points. That's way, that's 13 points behind the league leaders, meaning they are not winning this.
Yeah.
They're not winning this, definitely.
Yeah. Anyway.
Definitely not winning this.
Given that now the club football has been played, we're now going into the World Cup. So there's no more club football.
No more club football.
Until after the World Cup. But then there's a team of the season so far for the Premier League.
Arsenal.
Yes, okay, but I'm talking about like individual players that will make up a Premier League XI.
Yeah, not Arsenal.
Ramsdale at the top.
No.
No.
The goalkeeper is actually Pope.
Nick Pope.
Oh, okay.
So relax.
You dare say Ramsdale?
Relax. And you know how much he was bought for? 10 million.
Newcastle's backline is 65.
Do you know how
million
much?
Plus Nick Pope? That's 75. That's not even Maguire, honestly.
Yeah.
With the Premier League XI.
Nick Pope at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Then
Kieran Trippier.
Kieran Trippier.
Not
at the right
Trippier
back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the right back.
Yeah.
The left back or the right? The left back. Oh.
For the Premier League XI, not where he plays in Newcastle. Young man.
Oh, so
young man.
They have just been mingled up.
Switch.
Way to go Premier League.
Put
way to go the
person put this way
there, yeah.
So right back Kieran Trippier yes
also
and
the
center back
William Saliba
no doubt or you wanted to say
Harry Maguire
to be honest I'm just chilling and waiting
it is Saliba
of course
Saliba.
Yeah
guess the other center back
I'd probably have to go with
Lisandro
yes I thought you were going to say
Magalhães
Gabriel
I mean,
Lisandro himself. But maybe that's what's it called. That's I'm actually proud. Honestly,
we actually made it somewhere.
Honestly,
Lisandro would have been a national signing.
That would bring me to tears.
He chose Man United, so
yeah, and clearly he's shining. If he's in Premier League XI, a whole Premier League with 20 teams,
yeah,
or is it 18?
Yeah, he made it there.
He made it.
Mm.
And then left back now is Cancelo.
Oh yeah. But I think Cancelo should have been put in the right.
Okay, Mike, we'll give you your
arrange,
team.
If
no,
I was to arrange.
Okay, we'll give you that chance later.
Okay, you can arrange yours later,
later.
And submit your proposal.
Okay, yes.
You can submit your proposal via Instagram later.
Okay, next,
yes.
Moving on.
Yes, let's move on.
As we come.
Yeah, so at the midfield, we have Kevin De Bruyne.
Definitely.
He's currently the best passer in the Premier League.
Yes,
definitely. And arguably the world, though. Okay, their current form.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best midfielder.
Yeah, he's kept his form.
And James Maddison.
Madison. Definitely. He's
done
some work this season.
Yeah,
he has really worked.
Odegaard.
He's not there.
I'm
sorry, my
Odegaard.
G.
Oh,
sorry, my G.
Oh, no. Oh,
but
no.
We have.
Hey, Madison with has 7 goals.
Miguel!
Miguel was definitely not missing that form of his life.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Martinelli.
Yeah, now something for Arsenal.
Yes,
yeah.
Miguel right wing, Martinelli left.
Mm.
Then striker Harry Kane and Haaland.
Yeah, definitely.
So
this
which formation is
this?
This
is like a 4-2-4. 4.
So who's at the
7,
right?
Then
goals
the two
scored.
Is
De Bruyne.
4-2. Then two is Madison and
De Bruyne.
Then four is Almiron, Haaland, Kane, and wow!
The goals!
Martinelli.
Yeah, the goals that will
be
flying in.
The goals,
right?
And then Martinelli sprinting.
They should make that a World Cup team and then fix them in group.
Yeah, but if Garnacho was to play a few more games, he would have made it here.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt, man. No doubt.
Anthony could never.
I'm waiting for Mike to dispute that.
Yeah. He just brought up.
Anthony could never.
No, Anthony did what he did.
But Anthony's fine.
Honestly,
I don't know.
He's
know why
fine, yes.
People want to bring up that agenda, but it's not agending.
I don't know why you want to come at Anthony, but Anthony's just okay. Honestly,
he's just okay, but he could never.
But I feel like he could do better, though.
Yeah. Work harder, Anthony. Do you hear that?
He could do better. He has talent. He's exceptional. He's amazing. Yeah, so, anyway, that was the Premier League XI. But it's sad to see no club football, though. The World Cup is here with
the
us.
The World Cup
yeah, and
is
we are,
here.
Yes,
World
yes,
Cup.
Yes. All
we
have to do is wait.
Yeah, all
we
have to do
we're
is
not
wait.
Not even studying for exams.
No, you
watch.
Are not studying for exams. We will speak
okay,
for,
take
ourselves,
that back.
For ourselves individually here on this podcast.
Well,
personally,
my classmates see this today.
I do not identify with Serena's accusations. Yeah. Anyway, we've come to the end of the episode. And also the end of the season.
Yeah. Season 1 is over, up and down.
Yeah, how it come.
Yeah, we've come.
Thank
hey.
You. I want to take
this
opportunity.
Yeah, this is get really emotional.
It's really getting emotional.
Give me some tissue.
Okay. I just need some food.
Oh God. Look at what I look at what I have to do.
Thank you so much, guys.
Guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, podcast, for showing up with guys.
But yeah, it's...
that was not me laughing, it was me crying.
Pass Mike and Jerry some tissue. I don't thank know why
so
I'm not crying.
Thank you so much, recording for Serena.
For Serena.
Oh, yes.
These guys are foolish. Anyway,
we've
thank
you
very
you
much
guys.
For taking us.
We appreciate you guys as loyal fans. Anyway, let's try and hold ourselves together.
Okay, hold yourself together.
Oh.
Yeah, that was Mike and Jerry. I don't know what that was, but that's
let's go.
Stop, Mike. Excuse me.
Finish the episode. Finish. Please.
Are you guys serious? But we've come to the end of the episode. It turns out I'm alone. They've all went back to cry. So. You can cry. Just the way they've gone to cry. This is the end of our season 1. We are so glad we've been your hosts, and we're so happy you've been our very loyal fans. Hit us up on your social.
Hit us up on our social media.
On
the Fuck Official on Instagram, and also you can email
guys,
us. You can email us. Anyway,
Instagram at the 4th official podcast.
Yes.
Email us at the 4th official podcast at gmail.com. Tell us your thoughts. Tell us which club you support. Which not club? Which.
Not club! It's club!
Which
club.
Football?
Club.
Which country you're supporting for the World Cup? Tell us, and we'll be happy to interact with you guys. Bye. This has been our season 1, and you know what? This is a milestone for us. That's why you've been hearing some men around me cry.
This is the next episode.
Okay.
Next episode.